our next game. Just trying to get the rust off a bit from that break, so a hard practice, which was good.
What was the point of emphasis?
We worked on some of the D-zone stuff, finding your guy down low and defending a little harder. So that's one thing we worked on.
Now that we talked yesterday with your name kind of being out there, there's only about an hour left. You think about it at all? Are you going to watch TV over the
I'll probably watch just to see what happens, but yeah, not too nervous. I mean, like I said yesterday, whatever happens, happens. But for sure, I'll be looking.
Matt, you guys mentioned the D-zone. People just on the outside looking in watched last night's game and how everything was kind of crazy. As a group, how do you approach that moving forward here?
We've had a practice similar to that before the road trip after the Tampa Bay game, actually, where we focus more on fighting your guy in the D-zone and play hard on him so that they don't get in front of the golden screen. I think that one of their goals last night was a guy coming out of the corner and Alabama couldn't see it, so we're trying to box out those guys, so we worked on that today.
Is it like waiting for that 2 o'clock deadline? Do you look up at the clock and cross your fingers? Or?
A little bit. I mean, you look at it, see what happens. Cross your fingers. I don't know. It's just you just want to know if you get traded that it's going to be up there. If not, then good.
Definitely nerve-wracking.
A little bit, yeah.